Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, we had a great and challenging conversation on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to put this as part of the show because I think it happens more than we know about. Mm-hmm. We were chatting in one of the offices about a parent who's concerned about how their adult children are handling their finances within their marriage. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. In this case, there was a situation where the adult child was basically saying, I'm not happy with my financial arrangement with my spouse, mm-hmm. mom and dad. Mm-hmm. So mom and dad started to get in the middle of it, mm-hmm. and saying, okay, who's doing what in the finances? And let's figure this, mm-hmm. out by bringing their own viewpoints, mm-hmm. in. What are your thoughts of parents getting in the middle of their adult children's marriage and finances?
Well, the first question is, I guess, why do you feel the need to get involved? That would be the first question that I ask. Do you think that the kids can't figure it out on their own? Is there some sort of support you're trying to provide them? Or is there another reason that you're thinking that you need to be in the middle of this? That's the first question to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is in this particular case, but I mean, my personal instinct on that to when you think about it immediately is, I don't think you should be involved. Your adult children are adult children and they're making their own decisions and they're running their own lives.
Yeah.
But that's hard for some people to accept.
I think what makes it hard for people to accept is that when your adult children are acting or behaving in a way that rubs against your value system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I was at a hockey game earlier this week. I was joined by a business owner who's got, you know, some, I'll call them teenage children. And we were talking about, you know, he said, Faisal, when I want to take my son to a hockey game, and my son just goes, I don't feel like it. And I'm like, this is a hockey game. How, mm-hmm. could you not want to go? This is a great experience. Mm-hmm. Not anybody gets to do these types, mm-hmm. of activities, and you're just passing it off like I'm offering you something terrible. Mm-hmm. And we actually had to have the conversation about how generation over generation, mm-hmm. the word what's normal, mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. So I remember growing up and my parents always saying to me, be thankful you have food on the table. Mm-hmm. And it never really resonated with me because guess what? There was food on, mm-hmm. the table. Mm-hmm. I don't think I mentioned to my children today, you should be lucky you have food. There are people dying in the world. That was a phrase, mm-hmm. that was given to me, mm-hmm. when I was, mm-hmm. young. Their expectation, mm-hmm. is that there's going to be food on the table. Mm-hmm. In fact, their expectation is a lot more that we're going on trips, mm-hmm. that we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, so what was a luxury item for me when, mm-hmm. I was growing up, mm-hmm. or an anomaly, mm-hmm. is normal, mm-hmm. for them. So there's not going to be an emotional reaction.
That's right. Well, generations, their expectations stack, right? So every time a parent portion of a generation says, I never had this thing growing up, so I'm going to make sure my kids have it, the kids come to see it as normal. They expect it in their lives. So you've set the floor a little bit higher. Then when they become parents, they think about the things they didn't have and wish that they had and said, I'm going to make sure my kids have this thing going forward. Expectation bar gets set a little bit higher and it just continues. So it shifts over time, but that also changes your values and what you value personally from what your parents value. There's a generational gap in there and from what your kids will value. So you have to understand, if you're looking at, you know, your adult children's situation, that they may not have the same views as you do. They don't value the same things.
You know, what's one interesting value that maybe one generation has that the next generation may not have as much. Mm-hmm. Let's use home ownership. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember growing up, my parents telling me, you have to own your own home. You, mm-hmm. have to own, don't pay somebody else's, mm-hmm. mortgage, buy your own house. And now we're hearing more than not, mm-hmm. parents saying, I want to help my child, mm-hmm. my adult married child, mm-hmm. to buy a home. And I get the economics. It's different today, mm-hmm. than it was 20, 30, mm-hmm. 40 years ago. I totally get that. And I understand why a parent would want to help. Mm-hmm. I would probably help to mm-hmm. some degree. The question is, will they see it as an expectation? Mm-hmm. Has the bar been raised? Mm-hmm. And is it a value of theirs, or that's normal? Mm-hmm. And then once the adult child receives that home mm-hmm. and they act in a different way than you would, mm-hmm. that rubs up against your value system.
Yes, absolutely.
And then I see parents get in the middle of it mm-hmm. and I have a hard time with that because I can see the impact on the relationship. Mm-hmm. Forget about the finances. Mm-hmm. So I try to encourage our clients, listeners, people who reach out to us to encourage to go speak to experts. Mm-hmm. Let the adult children be adults mm-hmm. and let them figure it out for themselves. What are your thoughts? Do you think that parents should encourage the adults to figure out on their own, or should they kind of get in the middle and kind of mm-hmm. encourage them in a different way by mm-hmm. supporting and telling them what to do? Because mm-hmm. it can be in both ways. It can be benefits to both.
Mm-hmm. And there is, it's kind of a mindset difference out of the shift of these are my kids, I'm responsible for their lives, I'm responsible for what they do, to changing to that they're adults now, they're responsible for what they do, they need to make their own decisions. So there's a difference between guidance of you should go talk to an expert, maybe here are some experts or the type of experts you should go see, versus this is what you should do, this is the only way you should handle it, I'm going to step in and either provide money or support in some other way. You may think that you're helping because you're just giving it to them, but are they actually learning from that experience? Can they then go and repeat that later if, you know, 30 years down the road they want to buy a different property and you're no longer around and they've never been through the process of buying or selling a home? Mm-hmm. Are they any better off then because they had a house, but you paid for it and you did all the work for them?
You know, some of the fears that parents have is their child going through without. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, you should get a home, you should save for retirement, mm-hmm. you should do this, you should do that, all with good intentions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fine until it gets into a point where there is family conflict. Mm-hmm. No one wants their in-laws meddling in their business. Mm-hmm. At least I haven't heard one saying I love it.
Right.
No one wants to experience the fact that there's other people telling you what to do. And it's interesting because we encourage our clients to have their adult children speak to us if they need any financial or advice in any mm-hmm. part of their matters. And we get the phone call and it sounds like this. It starts off like this. Faisal, uh-huh. my mom told me to call you about retirement savings. Mm-hmm. Can yeah. you help me?
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Yeah. Okay. And so it's not, hey, I'm really interested in saving for retirement. Can you? They're not really enthusiastic mm-hmm. about it. They've been like told mm-hmm. what to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's right off the bat, I go, is that your goal? No, but they're making yeah. me do it.
Yeah.
Right. I've got other things on my mm-hmm. mind. I want to pay for my kids' education, mm-hmm. buy a home, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, go on a big vacation, whatever their goals are. And it's like opposite to what their parents mm-hmm. are telling them. And I think that's where we start off. And I tell all of my clients who say to me, you know, I'm going to have my son or daughter call you, Faisal. And I say, I'll be honest, if their goals are not your goals, I'm going to work on their goals. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the person who's going to tell them what you want me to tell them.
Yes.
I'm going to tell them what they need to hear.
Yep.
And so that's a shift. I think if we encourage people to figure out over time what's best for their own family, mm-hmm. then you've got happiness, you don't got meddling, you don't got mm-hmm. parents telling mm-hmm. you what to do, mm-hmm. and then there's no resistance.
That's right. And there's no conflict. If you just have to accept the fact that your values might be different.
That's
where it starts. And that's so hard to do.
Your values are probably different than your parents.
Yep.
My values are different than my parents. We share some common ones, mm-hmm. absolutely, but they're different. I remember when I was younger, my dad said to me, don't buy this car, it's too expensive, there's too much maintenance cost, you should just buy a basic, you know, Japanese vehicle, stick to it, you're mm-hmm. going to be fine over the mm-hmm. long term, you'll have it for 200,000 kilometers. Mm-hmm. And I said, basically, leave me the hell alone, it's my decision. You're not the boss of me anymore, Dad, I make my own money. And well, that didn't go so well, but people can kind of understand the problems
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
Leanna, these are some of the concerns that individuals have. They want to plan for themselves, but they also want to make sure their family is taken care of. No burden on your family mm-hmm. members when it comes through issues that everybody goes through. We're going to talk about that in our upcoming seminar.
That's right. Our next seminar is Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. You can watch it live online, but we'd encourage you to join us in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club here in Calgary. Now, in order to register for that, please go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
We want to thank you all for joining us for another More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.